The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Brachas Daf Yud. I'd like to, Be'ezus Hashem, continue the discussion of the previous shir about how we define the hours of the day, how we define time in terms of how many hours of the day it is. Is it a relative to how long the day is, a quarter of the day, 3 hours of the day, which is the Zman Krishma, or as we discussed, maybe it has to do with how many hours in a fixed system, the way we use 60 minutes an hour, how many hours of the day have passed by. The truth of the matter is that there's something else that we have to discuss for a second, and that's whether the whole idea of 12 hours in a day is a halachic concept at all. The Tumim, the classic Pesach, Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz in his Sefer Urim the Tumim, the Simon Lamed, the Cheshmish, but Sifkot Yud Gimel, says that the whole idea of 12 hours in a day is not a mitzius concept which is rooted in halacha. A day is from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. There's nothing, there's katzois, there's a third of the day, there's a quarter of the day, there's 5/6 of the day, what's negeta mincha ketana and plaga mincha, but the concept of 12 hours on a clock is a scientific concept which really has no bearing in halacha. The consensus of the achronim is that that's not true. We see in many places in Chazal where Chazal used definitions of Torah in terms of 12 hours a day. The Medrash of Majos Vayechi says that there are 12 shvatim connected to 12 hours of the day. The Rashi, Parshas Kisisa, the Rashi that talks about Moshe Rabbeinu coming down late from the Har Sinai and causing the Klal Yisrael to sin in the Chet HaEgel, the pasuk says Ki Boishesh Moshe Lavoi. Why is the pasuk used Ki Boishesh Moshe? Rashi says from the Medrash from Chazal that Ki Boishesh Ki Boishesh. He came in the sixth hour. The hour of the day is a made-up concept. Who says it's 12 hours a day? Just say a little bit before Chatzos. What does it mean the sixth hour of the day? Obviously, that concept can be used to explain Pshat in the pasuk. It's a biblical concept. It's not a concept that was made up by the scientific community of the times of Chazal. The Gemara in Brachos Chof Zayin discusses such a concept. When the planets go up, it says when Madim goes up, that's the hour of the day. There's an interesting Gemara in Nida Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis that talks about a woman having a vest to see Dam. And the Gemara says that she could have a vest L'sho'ois. She could have a vest to see Dam the fifth hour of the day, the fourth hour of the day. If that concept is not rooted in Torah, it's a scientific concept, there's no reason why vestos should find expression to be able to be defined that when she saw Dam is not 27% of the day gone by, but it's the fifth hour. What's that concept of the fifth? Who said there are 12 hours a day? We see that there are, in halacha, there are 12 hours of the day. The Gemara in Zvachim Chof Hei Amud Beis says that there are yeshoyes for kochim in terms of how many hours will pasul a behemoth for kochim. If it's a certain age, it'll become pasul. That the hours of the behemoth's life define how old it is. It says you define it by the fourth hour, the fifth hour, the seventh hour. Why are hours relevant to a definition which is a psul daraisa? Obviously that idea of hours, 12 hours a day, 12 hours a night, is a concept in halacha. So that's the consensus of the poskim. Now, let's translate this into what we're talking about, legabei zman krishma. The famous machloikis between the Mogen Avraham and the Goyim. The Mogen Avraham, and what we call the Mogen Avraham's Zman HaKrishma, is based on a reckoning of the length of the day from Alois HaShachar until Tzeis HaKachovim. In its classic sense, the way we reckon Zman HaKrishma today, let's, for argument's sake, use a perfect day, a 12-hour day. March 19th, 21st, whatever the equinox is, and September 19th, September 21st, the day goes from 6 a.m., let's say, for argument's sake, the day goes from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. In a 12-hour day, according to the Mogen Avraham, the reckoning of the time of the day that it is at any given point in time will be gecheshvint from Alois HaShachar, which, the way we count the Zman Krishma, is 72 minutes before Netzach Hamer, in which case it will be 4:48, until 72 minutes Tzeis HaKachovim of Rabbeinu Tam after the Shkia, which will be, if the Shkia is 6, at 7:12. The day instead of being 12 hours, will be an extra 2 hours and 24 minutes. Divide that by 4 in order to get the Shosh Lishis, and the Zman will come out accordingly. According to the Goin, as most of us know, the Zman Krishma reckons it, the Zman Krishma is reckoned from the net, from when the sun rises above the horizon, sunrise till sunset, as the proverbial statement goes, sunrise to sunset. The sunset is the Shkia, as the sun dips over the horizon, the day is over, even though it's still light in the sky. The reasoning behind this, Machlokes, is a separate discussion all of its own. But as far as the Zman Krishma is concerned, the Goin reckons the day from the Netzach Hamah until the Shkia Sachama. The Mogen Avrom, from the Alois HaShach until the Tzeizek HaKon. What's interesting in a conceptual discussion of how to define the time of the day is that Bishleim, according to the Mogen Avrom, we understand that the day starts from Alois HaShach. Kimefurish, in a Mishnah in Megillah, the Mishnah in Megillah Labchov, says that all mitzvahs that are told in the Yom, for instance, Kriyas Megillah, for instance, Netilas Lulav, Tkiya Shofar, all mitzvahs of the day find their starting point when you can be Mekayim. Obviously, we blow Shofar later, we take Lulav later because we do it as part of davening, as Megillah, Lulav, some people do before davening, you can do by Alois HaShachar. But theoretically, if one was to blow the shofar the second after Alois HaShachar, he would be yotze the mitzvah say of tkiyah shofar midaraisa, which means that it's clear that the day goes from Alois HaShachar, and it's also clear from the pasuk in Nechemiah that talks about me Alois HaShachar ad tzeisakachom being daytime, being when it's light outside, and that's the pshat shitzra ben atam, that as soon as the first bit of light, which sometimes we can't even see, but the first bit of light that comes into the black sky, so heralds the beginning of the day, and when the last bit of light disappears from the sky, that's the end of the day. The Goin is masking to that the day goes from Alois HaShachar to Tzeisek HaKov. So Bishleim, according to the Mogen Avrom, we understand that the day is reckoned from when it turns day until when it's Ois day, from the beginning of Alois HaShachar until the end of Tzeisek HaKov. But according to the Goin is masking that the day starts before the Netzach Hamah, and he's masking that the day goes till after the Shkia Sachama. So why would it be that the reckoning of the day in terms of hours, the third hour of the day, the fourth hour of the day, Chatzos, Plaga Mincha, Mincha Ketana, whichever hour of the day it is on the clock, on the halachic clock of Shoyiz Manis, why is that reckoned not kifi the true amount of time that has gone by in the day? Why is it reckoned from Netzach Hamah to Shkia Sachama? This is a conceptual question, but it's a very basic question, and it leads us to a different understanding of how we reckon the day. One thing is clear. It's clear from the Goin Shita that conceptually, as we pointed out in the previous year, the third hour of the day has nothing to do with how long has gone by since the beginning of the day. The day started Alois HaShachar, but we only count the hours of the day from Netzach Hamah. What's the pshat? The pshat is that in terms of hours gone by the clock, the halachic clock of 3 hours a day, 4 hours a day, 6 hours, 9 hours a day, has to do with the angle of the sun. The sun is the koveya of what hour of the day it is. The fact that when there's light in the sky, it has a halachic status of day, does not define angle of the sun in terms of what time it is. This, by the way, points to the understanding that we took yesterday that the Zman Kima, in the previous year, that Zman Kima has nothing to do with how many hours a day have gone by. Nothing to do with sleeping 3 hours past the beginning of the day. It has to do with a certain point in time on the clock of Halacha, which is after 3 hours a day. And not only that, but the time of the day has nothing to do with how many hours a day have gone by. This is according to Shita Goin. Again, according to the Mogen Avrom, the halacha is not that way. The day is gerechid, starts from the starting halachic point of the day, which is Alois HaShachar, and it goes till Tzeisek HaKov. Now, it happens to be that the Mogen Avrom says that in Zman Krishma, the Mogen Avrom in the beginning of Hilchos Krishma, Simen Nun Ches, says that as far as Zman Krishma is concerned, even those poskim that normally legabe other halachas reckon the beginning of the day, reckon the halachic clock as going from Netz till Shkia, will cheshbon from Alois HaShachar until Tzeisek HaKov, which would tell us that the Magen Avraham understands that Zman Krishma is not a function of what time it is on the halakha clock. The Magen Avraham is saying that even according to the Shittas HaGaonim, Shittas HaGaonim is the source where the Psak of the Goyim is rooted. The Goyim hold that the halakhic day goes from Netzach Hamah till Shkiyas HaKamah. And the halacha is, the Magen Avraham says that even according to them, Legabi Zman Krishma, the time goes from Alois HaShachar till Tzeis. The Magen Avraham is telling us that Zman Krishma is not a function of what hour of the day it is, but how many hours of the day have gone by, which is the simple understanding. We said this b'shem the Shagra Zayin, the Pichlodosh, that the simple understanding of Zman Kima is how many hours of the day have gone by since the beginning of the day. The beginning of the day is Alois, so then we reckon 3 hours of the day gone by until the Zman Krishma. But the Goyin is clear, the way we understood in the previous share, that the Zman Kima has nothing to do with how many hours of the day have gone by, but it has to do with halachically what time is it on the halachic clock, which is Tolui in Netz to the Shkir. Now, if we're saying the Magen Avraham says that everybody is masking by Zman Krishma, so where is their Machlokes? The Machlokes actually has nothing to do, is not rooted in timing, figuring out the timing of Zman Krishma. The Machlokes between the Goyinim and the Rishonim Tosfos, the Ramban, the Rashba, which are the source of the Psak and the Magen Avraham, come from a totally different place. Interestingly enough, Hilchos Pesach, discussed in the previous year, the hours of the day in terms of defining when it's the fourth hour of the day, when the chametz has to be gotten rid of. There's another machloikis in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Pesach, in Tov Nun Tes, legabi a shir mil. Shir mil is a halakha distance, 2,000 amos, and the Gemara says in Psachim that the time from when dough is created until when the dough begins to rise, until when the process of chametz sets into the isa, which is being made into matzah, has to be under the shear mill. We know the classic zman, how quickly you have to make matzahs. Ask anybody on the street, they'll tell you 18 minutes. Where does this shear come from? This comes from the interesting discussion in the Gemara Psachim. The Gemara Psachim, in the ninth parak of Psachim, tells us that the hiluch of a person in Biyoyim Beinani, in Yemei Nisan, Yemei Tishrei, when it's a perfect day, as we said, we'll discuss a 12-hour day, is 40 mil. A person can go in a day 40 mil, 10 parsois, which is 40 mil. If we say that we're talking about a 12-hour day, 12 hours times 60 minutes is 720 minutes total. Divide that by 12 hours. Divide that by 12 hours, it comes out that every hour is 60 minutes. But if we divide that by 40, 720 divided by 40 in terms of the mil, will give us a total of 18. So the Poskim can tell us that the mil is 18 minutes. However, in the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins b'shem the Trumas HaDeshen, that the shear is 18 minutes, the Magen Avraham explains that the other sheet is brought by other Pesach, that's the Trumas HaDeshen. Other Pesach can tell us a shear of 24 minutes. And the way the Magen Avraham reckons that is that the 18 minutes is not in actual, it is not going according to the sheet that the day is reckoned from Netz until Shkir. It's going according to the Shita, the Tosfos, the Ramban, the Rashba, the way they understand the Gemara is reckoning a person's hiluch from Alois until Tzeis HaChacham. The length of the day, as we said, is the entire span of when there's light in the sky, from Alois until Tzeis HaChacham. In which case, the Magen Avraham explains from the Trumas HaDeshen that the 12 hours of the day in question in the Gemara in Psachim is 12 hours from the Alois until the Tzeis HaChacham. And that would be the one sheet, and that's why it's 18 minutes, because it's 12 hours divided, as we said, by 40. And that's where the Magen Avraham explains that according to the other sheet, to the Goyinim, that reckon the day from Netzach Hamah until Shkir, the day is less, because you have to slice off the part of the day from Alois until Netz, and from the Shkir until Tzeis, that's not included in the 12 hours. And then it would come out that it would only be 24. There's two ways of understanding the Gemara over there. One is that there are 4 mil between Alois and Netz, and 4 mil between the Shkia and Tzeis. According to one Lashon in the Gemara, there's 5 mil between Alois and Netz, and 5 mil between the Shkia and the Tzeis, which means that according to one Shita, there will be, in actuality, in the 12-hour period, in the period of time from Netz until Shkia, which is which the Gemara is reckoning as 40 mil, they really will only be 30 mil. According to the other sheet, they're 32 mil. If we divide that by 12, by 40, because there's 40 mil in a day, we'll come out either with a total of 22 and a half minutes or 24 minutes. Those are the three sheets. But in any case, just to summarize, without getting too involved in the protim, the Mogen Avraham understands that the way to understand the Gemara over there is that 18 minutes is based on a reckoning of the day from Alois HaShachar until Tzeis HaKechavim, and the Mogen Avraham says, according to the other sheets, according to the Gaonim, the length of the mill will be 24 minutes. In which case, instead of 18-minute matzahs, if you would hold like the Gaonim, there would be 24-minute matzahs. That would be the halach. The Shulchan Aruch passes is 18 minutes. The Gaon says that that's not the understanding of what's going on. 18 minutes, he says that it can't be that a 12-hour day means from Alois until the Tzeis HaKechavim. He says that everybody knows that on a perfect day there's 12 hours from sunrise till sunset. The Alois and the Tzeis are not included in there. There'll be 14 hours of the day in terms of daylight. In terms of sunrise, there'll be sun rising over the horizon, and the sun setting over the horizon will be exactly 12 hours. The 12 hours will divide 40 into 720 minutes, a perfect 12 hours, and the total will be a grand total of 18 minutes, not because we're cheshbing from the Alois until the Tzeis, but because we're cheshbing from the Netz until the Shkir. So that's where the Machloikis is, and the Mogen Avraham is pointing out that in reference to Krishma, there's no Machloikis. The Mogen Avraham is telling us, everybody holds like his cheshbin, that you reckon this man Krishma in terms of how many hours a day have gone by from the Alois HaShachar. 3 hours a day have gone by from Alois HaShachar. It's already Zman Kima. Even if you hold it normally, the halachic clock depends on the angle of the sun, which goes from Netz until Shkina in terms of daylight. Zman Kima has to do with 3 hours a day gone by. What's interesting is, when the Mogen Avraham says 3 hours a day gone by, how long is an hour? Again, if the Mogen Avraham is telling us, even if you would reckon the length of the day from Netz until Shkir, but 3 hours a day gone by from Alois, in terms of Zman Kima, in terms of Uv Kumecha, the Krishma Shel Shakris. So how long is an hour? Do we use the hour of Netz until Shkir, which is what that sheet would hold, the Goyim hold, in terms of every halachic discussion of how many hours a day into it is, in terms of when you have to burn chametz, in terms of when mincha is, in terms of when plag, in terms of when early Shabbos is, all the different halachas in the Sechel Shabbos, which are totally in different times of the day. There are achroinim that say, that since the Mogen Avraham doesn't explain otherwise, the length of the day will still be, a 12-hour day, where we say that it's 12 hours in a perfect day from Netz until the Shkia, the length of a day is a perfect hour. The Achroinim want to propose, B'shitas Mogen Avraham, that this Zman Krishma might be three exact hours, what we call hours, 180 minutes, from Alois HaShachar. So let's say if the perfect day from 6 to 6, Alois HaShachar is 72 minutes before that at 4:48, three perfect hours, the Mogen Avraham's Krishma will be as early as 7:48. The way we reckon the Mogen Avraham's Zman Krishma, it's not that way. We say that the Mogen Avraham's Zman Krishma depends on the length of the hours. This is where the Chazanish rejects that opinion categorically of the Achrayim. And he says, of course, if the Mogen Avraham is telling us that those Shittas, the Goinim, are maskim legabi Krishma, that the halachis of 3 hours of the day start from Alois, that means that we measure the length of the hours, even though normally the halachic clock has to do with Netz until Shkir. In this case, the halachic clock goes from Alois until Tzeis HaKechavim. Those has to do with light and has nothing to do with the angle of the sun. In which case, we would reckon the way we reckon that the day is not being 12 hours, the day is being 14 hours and 24 minutes. In which case, the hour, the shozmani, would not be an hour, the way it would be if we would count 12 hours. But since we're counting more of the length of the day, you would have to add to every day, every hour, 12 minutes, because there's an extra 144 minutes in the day. So the Zman Krishma would come out, instead of 7:48, if you would count the Shazmani, 3 hours from 4:48 when the Alois is, it would come out this Zman Krishma would be instead of 7:48, it would come at 8:24. So it's a significant difference. And that's the way we reckon the Zman of the Mogen Avram. Again, the Zman of the Goyin is very simple. Take the day from 12 to 12, from 6 to 6, 12 hours, every hour is a day, the Zman comes at 9 o'clock. On our calendars, we always reckon that the Goyin Zman and the Mogen Avram Zman are different by 36 minutes. According to the way the Achroinim want to take the Mogen Avram Zman, the difference between the two Zman would be 72 minutes. It's much more common. In Eretz Yisrael, interestingly enough, the minig is to be the minig, at least by the old minig of Yerushalmi, and today even most of the yeshivas and the old Yerushalmi shuls, the minig is to daven early enough to make the Mogen Avram Zman Krishma. In America, mostly we do with the Goyin Zman Krishma. Most places, somebody wants to be medactic balosa, he lands the Mogen Avram Zman Krishma by himself. But most minyanim, even yeshivish minyanim, will daven only making the Goyin Zman Krishma. But in Eretz Yisrael, most yeshivish minyanim, most places with a Yerushalmi minig, will daven early enough to make the Mogen Avram Zman Krishma with the brachos, which means they accept that pretty much as ikur halacha. And what's interesting is that Eretz Yisrael, the minig from the Talmidei HaBro that established the Yishuv in the Galil, in Tzvas, and in Yerushalayim, was to reject the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, which says that Tzeis HaChacham is 72 minutes after Shkia. We're not going to get into the Protum of the Machloikis, but according to the Goyinim, and according to the Goyins, the Vilna Goyins' strongly held opinion in several places, the end of the day, Tzeis HaChacham is 18 minutes after the Shkia. In which case, to count the day, it's interesting, because they hold, and they're not makbid, the Yerushalmim are not makbid on doing Malacha, till 72 minutes, the way the minig of the yeshivish community are in America. The minig in Eretz Yisrael is b'chlal not to be makban on 72 minutes after Shkia like Rabbeinu Tam, and still they used the Zman Krishma of the Mogen Avram. So many years ago, the first calendars that were made in Eretz Yisrael by Rabbi Chil Michal Tovachinsky of Eitz Chaim, who made 130 years ago, 120 years ago, something like that, the 1880s, the 1890s, and he reckoned the Zman Krishma from Alois, from 72 or 90 minutes, if you want to be Machmir, 90 minutes before the Netzachamu, which was Alois HaShachi, reckoned from Alois, like the Mogen Avram, until 18 minutes after the Shkia. That's what he called Tzeis HaChacham, which would again push up the Mogen Avram Zman Krishma by another, if the Tzeis HaChacham loses 54 minutes, divide that by 4 is 13 and a half earlier minutes than what we have on our calendar. The minig was under attack for many years. It doesn't make sense. If the day goes from 90 minutes before Netzach Hamah, then it should also go as far as sunlight is concerned till 90 minutes or 72 minutes after the Shkia. It has to be l'chore equidistant on both sides. The amount of light that you have in the morning is the amount of light you have at night. And if you want to count the angle of the sun, then go from Netzach to Shkia. Why would you count from 90 or 72 minutes before Netzach Hamah until only 18 minutes after the Tzeis HaChacham? So today they don't reckon the minig that way. The Svaradim also used that cheshbon for many years until they also changed. Rabbanan Kotler has a long tshuva in Mishnah Sevaran about this. Another Gedolei Poskim, anybody that wrote about the calendar, was one of the Rosh Shivas of Kol Torah. Rabbi Chil Michal Schlesinger wrote a classic article in the 1930s on this topic, which was a subject of much scholarly back and forth, until they switched the minig in the calendars to make the beginning of the day, the end of the day, equidistant in terms of either 72 minutes before till 72 minutes after sunset, or you have to count from Netz to Shkia. There's no other way to do it. You can't cut it on both ends to count many minutes of daylight before sunrise, and only to count minimal amount of sunlight, minimal amount of minutes, 18 minutes, after the Shkia. It doesn't work to have it on one side and the other. Whatever you stretch the Zman Krishma, the counting of the Zman Krishma, before the Netz has to also go after the Shkia. What was the understanding of those that reckon the Zman Krishma and the Mogen Avram that way? Because since we understand that the Mogen Avram is telling us that the reckoning of Zman Krishma has to do with how many hours of the day have gone by, but has nothing to do with reckoning a new halakhic clock, the way we said from Achronim, so it's quite possible they understood that the clock stays intact, that we reckon from sunlight, because that's when the beginning of the day is, as we said, Mitzvah Sayoyim, Sukkah, Lulav, not Sukkah, so we do at night, but Lulav, Shofar, Megillah, all the Mitzvah Sayoyim start from Alois HaShachar, so theoretically that would be 72 minutes before the Netzach Amo, 90 minutes, the way the Yerushalmi, the old Yerushalmi Cheshbanis used to make it 90 minutes before the Netzach Amo, but that's only a starting point for how many hours a day have gone by, not for reckoning what time it is halakhically on the clock. But again, that's the Magen Avraham's understanding is that Zman Krishma has nothing to do with how many hours of the day halakhically have gone by. Nothing to do with what time it is halakhically on the clock, but it has to do with how many hours a day have gone by. So the way you reckon might be, in terms of the length of the day, being from Alois until when the end of the day is, which in Yerushalayim, if they paskin, not like a minute time would only be till 18 minutes after Shkia. And that might not coincide with that might cause a lopsided cheshbon, how long the day is, but you're not really reckoning in terms of how long the day is. You're reckoning in terms of how many hours have gone by in the day. And the day starts from Alei Sashacha. Therefore, there was a certain amount of justification in reckoning from the Alei Sashacha, even though the end of the day would only be till an early taste, till only 18 minutes after the Shkia. But practically today, the way they reckon, the way we reckon the calendar in America, is the Goyim will reckon the Zman Krishma from the Netz until the Shkia, and the Magen Avraham will reckon both the length of the day and the starting point of the Zman Krishma from Alois HaShachar until Tzeis HaKachor. And again, most people today are not like the Goyim. The Machmirim, the Mahadrim, say Krishma the way the minig is in Chutzlot without the brachas before the Zman of the Goyin, according to the Zman of the Magen Avraham. In Eretz Yisrael, the minig is to be Mahadir to make Krishma with the brachas with the Zman Krishma of the Magen Avraham. It's becoming more popular as there's more cultural exposure from Chutz La'aretz Dika in Eretz Yisrael to make many more minyanim that daven with the later Zman, but the original minyan Yerushalayim was definitely to be mahadin, to be makrid with the Zman Krishma of the Magen Avraham. So these are the shittas, and again, as we said, the ramifications of all these things are not only in reference to Zman Krishma, but there are many other minyanim. We have to talk about Chatzos, and later on in the Masechta Be'ez Hashem, there's Plaga Mincha to discuss, and Mincha Tana, and Mincha Gdoila, how to reckon when to make early Shabbos, how to reckon different times of the day, B'negea Erev Pesach, B'negea Chatzos Ayom, Chatzos Alayla, and so on and so forth.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.